Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LMIC joining us. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
Sapir Livestock got a couple of great sales to start the new year. This Friday, January 9th, they'll have an internet auction live on SapirClickToBid.com from the office and studios in Fort Worth. The internet auction starts 9 a.m. Central Time. Call them for details at 800-422-2117 or go to SapirLivestock.com for more information. Then the next week, we've got Bell Ringer 28 coming up. That'll be the 15th and 16th of January. Details of that also at SapirLivestock.com. A market that went hard down and then turned around and went strongly up. We're talking about our feeder cattle futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange at the tail end of 2014. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center describes the volatility at the tail end of this last year and what we've learned.
I think we went into mid-December, even on the cash side, with the feeder cattle prices probably a little bit inflated from the fundamentals. We had estimated break-evens for feed yards very high, up to $190 per hundredweight in our estimates. And we flip that over to the futures side. We often talk about, or industry people talk about, the crush. And on the futures side, that difference between fed cattle prices and feeder cattle prices was even more exacerbated. And so the futures market really did unwind, and we had several limit down days as we moved through mid-December, and then we headed towards holidays, and the CME had to change contract specifications to allow the futures markets to actually trade on the feeder cattle side. And that spilt over negatively into the fed cattle market as people tried to exit their positions very quickly on the feeder cattle contracts. That spilt over negatively into the fed cattle contracts as people had to meet margin calls and all the other things that go on in the futures market. So we had a very volatile month of December, but now we're sort of almost back to where we started that whole situation at, both on the futures market and the cash market. So an unusual situation, one that we do have overreactions in a market, especially when we can trigger it at a time of year where we have some real thin trade going on. I think that was really the situation for those couple of weeks in December.
So the question that begs to be asked, will the volatility that we saw at the tail end of 2014 rear its head from time to time here in the new year of 2015?
Well, I don't think we'll see the limit downs. The CME did change the contract specifications on the feeders so that now they can move $4.50 a hundredweight, which is probably more in line with today's feeder market dollar per hundredweight prices compared to 5 or 10 years ago. But I think we will see volatility. We still have sort of the same fundamental setup where the feeder cattle and the fed cattle contracts, we look in the distant fed cattle futures, and those were at a discount compared to the current market. So there is the potential for that. I think we had a bit of a learning experience and a waking up in the futures market, probably not going to make some of the same mistakes. But this is a market that has been at very high levels, and when you get to that, some kind of shock can turn it very quickly and move us back into these very volatile time frames. So the potential for volatility is still with us because of the nature of these markets and all the uncertainty that we have surrounding them.
Since we're not done with record high prices because of tight supplies as of yet, more volatility may be out there here in the coming months. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Do you want to unlock the potential on your farm? Come learn how applying a no-till systems approach can improve your crop yields and increase profits. Be sure to get registered for the 19th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th at the Bicentennial Center in Salina, Kansas. Go to www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525 before January 10th for the early bird rate. Sponsored in part by Crustbuster, Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer, and Green Cover Seed.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.